This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off day number 3 of Anarchapulco. Well, actually, it's not really day number 3 as we're recording this. It's still day number 2. But, you know, that's the benefit of recording a show, is we can kind of do things whenever we need to get it done, and we don't have to wait till our live hours to do it. So, at this point, I can't tell you how the Ron Paul speech was, because it hasn't happened yet, even though it did happen before you're hearing this. Anyway, it's Anarchapulco. You can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about it. Ian and Mark, generally in the studio, but Mark is also heading up the CryptoPulco stage here, and so he's mostly on stage introducing speakers and things like that, but I'm sure we'll be hearing from him here in just a little bit. To start out today's show, I've got a New Hampshire buddy of mine, Chris Pacia, is here with me. Hey, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I know that we saw you here last year. I don't remember if we interviewed. Did we interview you?
I think
last
so,
year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know that we've had you at Keenvention. You were on the Bitcoin panel a few years ago with Gavin Andreessen.
And, yep.
You are an early mover for the Free State Project, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've been there 4 or 5 years right now. I lose track of time. Thanks.
Where do you live?
Manchester right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right. Big city?
Yeah, well, small city.
For New Hampshire.
The biggest one in New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire, it's the big city. It's got buildings higher than 5 stories.
Yeah.
You can't have a building higher than 5 stories in Keene,
where
I live. So, you know, when you moved up to New Hampshire, and we'll talk about Open Bazaar and some of your projects and stuff like that coming up here, but when you moved to New Hampshire, because we haven't talked a lot about New Hampshire yet on these shows here from Anarchapulco, even though there are several people here from the so-called Free State, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
What was your motivation?
Motivation was primarily to get out of New Jersey, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. So, you know, between the taxes and the gun laws and just not a lot going on. There's, like, very few Liberty people. I met one other one, actually. Dan, he's actually here at the conference that mm-hmm. I knew from New Jersey. He was, like, one of the few Liberty people I knew in New Jersey. I actually met him during the 2012 election, where he saw my Ron Paul bumper sticker and just, like, came up and knocked on my window. So that was, like, my one and only libertarian friend in New Jersey.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Gotta get him out of there.
But no, it was very refreshing kind of moving to New Hampshire, where you have a lot more friends who share your values and your vision and that sort of stuff, and people you can talk to about interesting stuff.
Did you know that was cryptocurrency a factor in your move at the time?
Like,
did you know there was a scene or that there
was
interest?
Yeah, a little bit.
Were you programming for crypto projects at that point already?
Yeah, I was. I knew, like, Zach and Josh. I had met them, I think, once before.
Those are the founders of Lamasu.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's a for listeners that don't know, that's, like, one of the original cryptocurrency vending machine companies based
ATM.
Originally
yep.
in New Hampshire.
Yep.
They've since, I think, left to Prague or something like that?
They've been moving around Europe. I haven't kept up, but yeah, it was pretty cool back in the day in New Hampshire there.
So there was some excitement. That was what brought you libertarian. Have you been libertarian your whole life, or was there a conversion at some point?
I started early to mid-20s. Mm-hmm. It was mostly after I finished college, and then I went to grad school. It started around 2007 when the housing market started collapsing. I kind of wanted to know why, and so I started looking into it, and that just went down a big rabbit hole that ended up with me being an anarchist.
So. Okay, all right. Well, you've come to the right conference, then.
Yeah.
So let's see. You are involved with Open Bazaar, and that is something that actually Mark just did an interview at the Miami Bitcoin conference with somebody from Open Bazaar. I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was.
Maybe Brian.
But we just put it on the air a few days ago here as an after show. Open Bazaar is an interesting concept, one that basically, and I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I'm going to try to summarize it, one that allows anybody in the world to sell basically anything that they want to sell to anybody they want to sell it to without having an intermediary. So basically you cut out the eBay, you cut out the Amazons, you cut out these intermediary authoritarians who decide, well, you can't sell that here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example. In Amazon, you see the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs here on the table.
Yep.
VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. You can go watch it for free online. But the DVDs, you know, it's kind of like a collector's item. People that are big fans of the movie and enjoyed having a physical copy of it. For a while, we had an official, like, you know, the manufacturer of that DVD was able to sell it on Amazon. Well, they decided they didn't want to stock it anymore because it barely sold.
Like, yeah.
Sorry, I wish we were more popular than we are, but we're not. So it barely had any sales, and so they're like, yeah, we don't want to deal with this anymore. Do you want the extra copies? I'm like, yeah, send them over. So they sent me like 100-something of these things, and so I'm like, all right, well, can I sell these on Amazon? Or actually, it was Conan, who's a Free Talk Live co-host. He's got a regular account that he does a lot of book sales on Amazon. So like, hey, Conan, can you sell these? And he's like, yeah, I could, but Amazon requires paperwork. You have to certify that you're like the official official vendor or something like that. And well, I'm like, I'm the producer. I produced this movie. This is my movie, and Amazon would not accept paperwork from me for whatever reason. And, like, purportedly it's to protect against piracy is the idea, but I couldn't sell my own DVD that I produced that I would, you know, certify, hey, look, that's my name in the titles, you know, that's mine. This is, they wouldn't do it. So, so I put it up on Open Bazaar. It's there. Nice. No one's bought it yet, but, you know, I'm hoping it someday I will actually get somebody to buy it through through Open Bazaar. If you want to check it out, go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can try ordering it through there, which actually I guess you can't really do right now because my laptop is where I run Open Bazaar, but I've got a sanitized laptop here so it doesn't have Open Bazaar on it or anything. So when I get back to New Hampshire, it will again be available on Open Bazaar. Because since there's not an intermediary, if you're not running your Open Bazaar server, and if you're logged in, then your products are online. If you're not logged in, if that computer's not on, they're not online, right?
To some extent. So there is some caching and stuff that goes on. So if you log off for maybe up to a week, the product should still be available. But
oh, really?
If you don't like open it up at least once a week and let it rebroadcast everything and sync with the network, then your products will probably drop out.
Well, plus if you're not there, you won't get the order, and that's not good customer service.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave your customers hanging like that.
Yep.
So tell me the benefits of cutting out the middleman when it comes to Open Bazaar versus these other platforms.
Yeah, so, I mean, just from a financial benefit, there's, eBay is going to take like 10%, right? And this isn't not even including what PayPal is going to take on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And other platforms do something similar, maybe slightly different models. But, you know, in Open Bazaar, without any middleman, we don't have that issue. And so there's no one there who can say, well, this is our platform, we're going to take a cut of it. And so there's a lot of interest certly from like vendors who say, like, look, you know, I may only have a 5 or 10% profit margin on my stuff. And if I have to pay 10%, if I don't have to pay 10% to eBay, I can like double or triple my profits.
Or you can even lower your price.
Or lower prices. Yeah, this sort of stuff. So there's definitely a lot of interest from people who want to use it like that. We're having probably maybe a little bit more difficult time on like the buyer side. I think it's a harder sell to buyers because they need to use cryptocurrency, which certainly people in our community are more familiar with it.
Yeah.
But like mainstream users are a lot less familiar with it. There's also, right now it's just a downloadable app, and so this is one of the things we're working on. We've got, hopefully in the next couple of months, we're going to have a mobile app coming out that can be used on mobile devices that will basically do the same thing. The name is actually called Haven, slight different branding name, but it's still basically Open Bazaar under the hood, uses the same code base. So that one's going to be coming out.
And that's focused around the buyer, the Haven?
Well, I think you can actually sell stuff on it too, but it's intended to kind of be a little bit more of kind of an integrated shopping experience on the phone, similar to what like maybe the Chinese are familiar with like WeChat and stuff like that, but where you control your own data and your own keys and this sort of stuff. So that'll be coming out in a couple months. We're also beginning work on what we hope to be kind of a web version of Open Bazaar. We can do a fully peer-to-peer version in the browser, so the browser can actually make peer-to-peer connections to the network, and then we can You know, you don't have to go through like a centralized portal to buy stuff, which would be interesting too. So we'll see if we can get that done.
Can you stick with me for another segment and talk more about Open Bazaar on the way here with Chris Pacia, one of the programmers over there. He's also involved with Bitcoin Cash, so maybe we'll touch on what's going on over there. Lots to talk about here at Anarchapulco, and it's, like I said, very heavy on cryptocurrency. Of course, there's an entire track, an entire stage dedicated to it, and that's what Mark's been heading up this morning. More coming up here from Anarchapulco 29.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
This is Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2019. Another beautiful day. There's just all beautiful days. It barely rains at all, apparently, here in Acapulco. Mark did a check last week on the weather, and it's only like 50 inches a year, so pretty dry, considering the fact we're right next to the Pacific Ocean here at the Princess Resort. Absolutely gorgeous location, and the people here are wonderful as well. Everybody in the hotel is here for this event. They've rented the entire hotel out, so you don't want to miss this next year. It's been fantastic.
Yep.
AnyPay.global, by the way, a great sponsor here at Free Talk Live. Actually, I was just talking with Derek, Jay, and Steven just a few moments ago. Some of the cool stuff happening behind the scenes at AnyPay. It's very exciting. And they finally, I can announce this now, eGifter.com. This is one of those websites, Chris, where you can go and get, like, gift cards.
Yep.
Right? Now you can pay with Dash. And it's thanks to AnyPay. So AnyPay started as a company focusing on, and they still focus on, the merchant experience, the real-life paying with cryptocurrency, which we do all the time. And you do it in Manchester, I'm sure, at, like, Murphy's Tap Room.
Yep.
I don't know what else there is in Manchester. I don't think there's a whole lot. But in Keene and Portsmouth, there's dozens of businesses in New Hampshire that take crypto thanks to AnyPay.global. And they're expanding out of not just New Hampshire. They're hitting Africa now, Nigeria. They've got a group of college students that has been hitting the local businesses around the college, and very, very cool stuff. But now eGifter.com, like I said, you can buy gift cards to a bunch of different places on eGifter, like big names that you're used to, and you can pay with Dash, and it's AnyPay that's making it possible.
I think it's using the instant send, right? The Dash?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so. Just normal old Dash payments.
Okay.
So, but that's cool, because now they're breaking into the world of, you know, online e-commerce. This is their first big online customer, because usually an AnyPay customer is going to be like a local mom and pop business.
Yeah.
This is big news for them. So if you want to buy gift cards with Dash, you can now do it. eGifter.com, thanks to AnyPay.global. And check them out if you're a merchant, you want to start accepting Bitcoin or Dash or other cryptocurrencies. They've got several of them that you can accept now through AnyPay.global. It just doesn't get any easier than the system that they have set up. So check that out. Chris Pasha joining me. I'm Ian Freeman here in our remote studio in beautiful Acapulco for Anarchapulco. We were talking about Open Bazaar.
Yep.
Is it openbazaar.org? Is that the site?
Yeah, so it's .org. There's also like a web portal on openbazaar.com.
Oh, really?
Where you can kind of view the products that are on there. You can't buy through it yet, but the plan is, as I was mentioning before, was to transform the .com into something that's kind of similar to the desktop app experience.
Now, you're one of the programmers working on Open Bazaar.
Yep.
It's a project that's been going on for a few years now, because I remember talking with one of the guys about this thing 3 or 4 years ago, at least.
Yep.
It finally came out, and then it went to 2.0, fixed a lot of the initial bugs about it, and it seems like a pretty solid platform right now.
Yeah, it's getting more stable. We just recently released a version that contains, you can use multiple cryptocurrencies at the same time. This took, unfortunately, a lot longer to program that than we would like, but so you can do Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Zcash. I think we have Ethereum coming.
When you say you can do it, you mean as the seller, you can accept?
Well, both.
As the buyer.
Yeah. So sellers can accept anything that's listed. They can choose which ones they want to accept from that list, and then buyers can pay with whatever's, you know, compatible with what the vendor's asking for.
I see. So if I, as a seller, I only want to take in Bitcoin and Dash, then the buyer can only pay with those two things at this time.
Yeah, we don't have Dash yet, but I've looked into it.
Oh, sorry, I presumed.
I don't think Dash is going to be terribly difficult to integrate, so I imagine that would be one of the easier ones.
Yeah. It's Litecoin, right? They just forked from Litecoin.
Yeah.
So it's a way, for listeners just tuning in, Open Bazaar, the real, I think, attraction to this is so many people have had frustrations with eBay. You mentioned the fees.
Yep.
They're exorbitant. And I the other day I was listening to Mark's interview with another guy from Open Bazaar. He pointed out that eBay's system's kind of dated. I mean, it looks old. It looks like the way it always has from the late 1990s or whatever. And so this allows you to cut out the middleman. And anytime, and this is one of the greatest things about cryptocurrency in general allows you to cut out the middlemen of banks and governments from money. And then the technology also allows cutting out middlemen of just, you know,
other
service
things,
and products. And so if you can cut out eBay, you know, what is it that they actually do? They connect you with the customer. That's all eBay does. They
pretty
provide
much,
a search.
They, you know, they, there's some level of customer service if, you know, somebody tries to rip you off or whatever. What happens in Open Bazaar if there's a an issue? Let's say the seller is a new seller. They don't have any, you know, reputation built up, but you're willing to take a risk and it doesn't work out. This person turns out they're a scam artist. You've paid. I mean, presume the customer must pay up front, right? Because nobody's going to ship unless the payments come in.
Yep. So this is actually one of the services that eBay provides, and it's, I guess, part of what that 10% fee you're paying to eBay gets you.
Mm-hmm.
On Open Bazaar, we have a, like, we've created a, like, a marketplace for arbitration. So any user on the Open Bazaar platform could, like, set themselves to be like an arbitrator. We call it a moderator on the platform. But a moderator is someone who can, like, moderate or arbitrate these disputes.
Any user? So even a user with no reputation whatsoever?
Well,
or?
So anyone can set themselves like that. But the thing is, it's the vendor chooses which moderators he's willing to use. And then, so he's obviously not going to pick one that doesn't have a good reputation, sort of stuff. And the buyer then considers that moderator as part of the bundle of services that he's buying, right?
So the buyer knows in advance, oh, this is going to be, if there's an issue, here's the moderator.
Yeah,
the
and so okay. if so the moderator the doesn't seem kind of trustworthy, then just don't use that one. We've, to kind of start bootstrapping the reputation, our company is actually, we kind of vet these moderators a little bit, and we, like, have a list of, like, ones we recommend, that people that we vetted personally, and we recommend them. But
do you have any statistics on, like, how often these are utilized? Like, out of, you know, 100 transactions, does one of them go south, or is it less than one, or, like,
You know, it's hard. We don't have a whole lot of visibility into these type of statistics, but I'm under the impression that it's not.
That's because it's decentralized. Yeah, so you wouldn't necessarily.
Yeah,
know.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
But I don't think there's a whole lot of actual disputes. I think more frequently than not, something comes up. It's more like a bug in the software or something that than it is, like, where there's actual, like, disagreements between the different parties.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good. So you've got a decentralized method of handling disputes.
Yep.
That's important. Now, does the dispute handler get a cut? Do they get some sort of benefit from that?
Yeah, so the way the platform works is only if there's a dispute does the dispute handler get a cut. In fact, he doesn't even know about the order unless unless there's a dispute. So the actual moderator doesn't see anything
until
there's an actual dispute, and then he doesn't get a cut until he resolves it. And then he can set, like, his own fees for how much he's willing to take for that service. But, yeah.
Which is all specified in advance in the sale.
Yep.
Okay. So this is available now. I mean, Open Bazaar is happening now. Do you have any, it's decentralized. Do you have any idea of how many items are up there? How many?
I think there's, like, 13,000 listings right now.
Globally.
Yeah. A decent amount. And it's been picking up a little bit now with the latest release and some of the other stuff that we've got coming on. I think we're still... We still haven't quite nailed the same user experience as eBay. Like you mentioned, eBay seems a little dated, but they still have some, like, features and stuff like product curation, browsing that our app still doesn't quite reach that. And so I think that's our goal, is to try and get sort of like feature parity with a lot of these bigger applications, and then hopefully go from there.
I love it. I'm a fan, even though no one's ever bought my Derek Chase Victimless Crimes free DVD.
Yeah.
But if you want to try that out, as soon as we get back from Anarchapulco, it'll be back up and available to you. Go to victimlesscrimesfree.com to check it out. If we get a chance, let's have you back, talk about Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah,
but
sure.
We're out of time for right now. We got some other guests we've got to get on here from Anarchapulco 2019. That's Chris Pescia from openbazaar.org. More coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The city of Aurora, Illinois is setting up a GoFundMe page for the victims of Friday's shooting at a manufacturing plant. The Aurora Strong Community Fund hopes to raise around $50,000 for the families of the five people who died and the people who were injured, including police officers. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman on the mood of her officers.
There's a lot of somberness knowing that lives lost. As I was talking to a few officers, they said they felt like they saved a lot of lives today, but they're going to be concentrating on the four, on the five victims that they couldn't. And so right now there's on one hand, a sigh of relief that our officers are going to be okay.
President Trump spending the holiday weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort as reaction continues to come in from him declaring a national emergency. At least three lawsuits are in the works, and Democrats are planning to block the move in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at Anarchapulco 2019 on what is... You're hearing it on day number three. We're actually recording it on day number two, just because we've got so many great people to talk to here at this convention. And it's even though there's a lot going on here, we're sitting next to the Cryptopulco stage, and so we're naturally going to talk to more people that are in the world of cryptocurrency. We're really interested in that stuff too. And I have Mark Edge is joining me for this one. Let me turn your microphone up there, Mark. Welcome. Hello, can you hear me all right?
I can't hear you.
See,
no.
That's a problem, see. So I'll have to make sure I look at you. There's a large crowd of people in here, yeah. And so anybody can hear that in the background. So as I was saying, we're into cryptocurrency. Mark, you've been hosting the Cryptopulco stage here. You just sent over a person that we ought to be talking to because we're big fans of Dash on Free Talk Live. Dash was a sponsor of Free Talk Live for, 2017, basically, for the whole year. And so you actually had a presentation a movie on the Cryptopulco stage, and this is the producer of that movie. Rod Ambrisi is with us here. It was a movie about Venezuela. Rod, welcome.
Thank you very much for calling me a producer. I normally call myself a YouTuber, but yeah, I think a producer is an upgrade.
Well, if you put some money into it, you're probably the producer.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So in that case,
it was a great video. I watched it. You know, I'm there in the room the whole time, and up to this point, I got a little grumpy with Dash, right? And it's probably a self-serving issue. They didn't want to sponsor my radio show anymore, right?
Down.
I didn't like that. I felt like the feedback mechanisms and the voting platform was making me grumpy. The two things that I saw getting voted in the Dash Network was Dash Core getting the lion's share of the money that's coming from Dash, and then all the folks from Venezuela. And I'm like, I don't see anything happening in Venezuela. Rod produced a video that convinced me otherwise. What's going on in Venezuela?
All right, everybody. So, yeah, I'm also a proposed owner for Dash. So the network, the Masternode Network, decided to approve my proposals for Dash Brazil, which I create content for Dash, a podcast just
like
this
one. You're from Brazil.
I'm from Brazil. Okay. So I create a podcast just like you guys, plus the YouTube channel with videos, interviews with the toughest name in crypto, plus all the explanation videos about how to download a wallet, integrations and business and all that. So the community in Venezuela actually got to know my channel as well and follow, and they invited me to go there to speak. I became a very popular speaker in Latin America talking about a blockchain, Dash Digital Cash, and the cryptocurrency revolution. Just last year, I was invited to speak in over 30 events, from Tokyo to four times in Colombia, to Venezuela, Mexico, Brazil, four times as well. And the community in Venezuela invited me to go there to give them a lecture. Meanwhile, as a YouTuber, I start getting all the footage of me, because it was something interesting. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go leave Venezuela. I live in the U.S. I'm from Brazil, but I live in the U.S.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I'm going to actually leave U.S., go to Venezuela to host a lecture. And I start getting all that footage to make a video log. Halfway through, on the second day, once I arrived in Venezuela, there was so much happening of cryptocurrency adoption, especially with Dash, that I start getting more and more footage. A week later, I got back home, and I'm like, I need to do something better with just a video log. So I put it together, a documentary about my experience.
How long is it?
29 minutes.
29? Is it that long? I'm really surprised. Okay, it didn't feel like 29 minutes.
Good. So 29 minutes, it shows me leaving my house, taking the bus, the plane, paying breakfast, lunch, and dinner, gas, taxi, everything, 100% with Dash Digital Cash for one week in Venezuela. And the documentary took off. There's tons of views. By the time I finished editing the documentary, the number of merchants already had doubled.
Wow.
In Venezuela. We jumped from 300 to 600 in like a month. It's over. It's almost 3,000 merchants accepting Dash today in Venezuela.
Right. So I saw this video. The guy, buys his ticket through cheapair.com. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
You don't need to be going to Venezuela
to
buy your plane ticket. You can go from Poughkeepsie to Boise if that's what you want to do. And you can buy your ticket through cheapair.com. I've done it multiple times.
Yeah.
So he buys his ticket to Venezuela, lands in Caracas, picked up by a Dash taxi. Goes to a Dash restaurant for their first Dash meal, eats there.
Hold on. How do you find a Dash taxi? Do you have to call a specific company that is known to accept Dash?
Well, the community arranged everything, so it was quite easy for me. I didn't look for places. They already had an itinerary for me, and they brought me to all those places.
Okay.
Yep. But at this point, there's, with almost 3,000 businesses, many of those businesses are restaurants. He ate every...
Now, hold on. That's 3,000 businesses in all of Venezuela, right? Is it Caracas has about 1,000? Is that right?
I don't know specifically, but Caracas, the capital, is where the majority of businesses are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you're talking about he ate every meal, including drinks. So you're talking about like four restaurants a day, he's going to be packing it on here if he keeps that kind of thing up. Each time paying with Dash, goes to the Dash headquarters, shows the events that they're going to, shows the people waiting outside, 1,000 people waiting outside just to see these events and find out more about money.
Because
Americans aren't doing this.
No,
Americans are happy and fat and sassy with their money.
Right, and that's why this is working so well in Venezuela.
And they desperately need a money that works.
Right, because we've been covering Venezuela for years. We've never been there, but as best we can from the outside, explaining to people why things are so bad there. It's not just because of socialism. It's also because of monetary policy, and there's just a cavalcade of various different bad policies that have come together over the years to impoverish these people. and destroy the money supply there. And we had a guy on the phone that you met at the Miami Bitcoin conference who called in, and he said when you go into Venezuela and you go into a bar and you order a drink, by the time you order the next drink, the price has gone up.
Hyperinflation eats everything.
So it's crazy. And so they...
I mean, that's pretty amazing. You want to order five drinks at happy hour or whatever, you're going to drink
it all at once.
And you want them to sit at once, because otherwise you're just not going to have enough money for the next go-around.
Right. Yeah. So this is it's insane what's happening to the money there. And so, you know, one of the big objections in countries where money's a little more stable, where it just, you know, more stably loses value over time, which is what all fiat currencies do, you know, people look at cryptocurrencies like Dash or Bitcoin and are like, oh, that's too volatile. Well, it ain't as volatile as the Bolivar. At least cryptocurrency can go up in value and frequently does.
Or the pesos in Argentina now. Argentina is the next country to dive into economic collapse.
Is that right? Is that happening now?
So what Argentina can see is, let's say that you live in a world where Venezuela has had some level of some high level of adoption, where where Dash or some cryptocurrency, Dash is looking like the kingmaker here, but Dash is the currency for Venezuela. Then Argentina comes along, and you know, this happens all the time. Every 5 years, you're finding some country that's flying into hyperinflation.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in Central America. It doesn't have to be in South America. It could be in Africa, Southeast Asia. There's all kinds of places. Then they see the blueprint for how this is done. Okay, well, there's a currency out there that we can implement, and it immediately creates international trade, too, because I can send Dash right now to somebody in Venezuela. All they have to have is a telephone, and I can send them some Dash, and they can go have dinner.
And cool thing about it is it doesn't have to be a smartphone. They manage to have something called Dash Text, where you can send with the old flip phone, you can send the code plus the amount of money, and that goes from a flip phone to a flip, like not through a smartphone, but goes from one wallet to another.
This is Cointext, right?
Well, using that's Dash. Called DashText. They also have one like Cointext.
But it is Cointext on the using Dash, right?
No, different.
It's a competitor?
Yeah, it's a competitor, yeah. It's just in Venezuela at the moment.
Oh, interesting, because the guy who runs Cointext, Vin Armani, is one of our co-hosts from New Hampshire, and they have a Dash side of Cointext. So they started with Bitcoin Cash, but they did a Dash end of...
guys in Venezuela did on their own. It's called Dash Text.
Okay.
And you'll send via text message Dash.
Cool. It's a very cool thing. We've tried Cointext in the U.S., and they've actually expanded out to a bunch of other places as well. So, you know, it's interesting.
I've got to say that I'm pretty impressed. I mean, having watched this video, I think I'm going
to
recommend
everybody
go see it.
You've gone from pretty skeptical to pretty impressed.
Oh, yeah. Mad. I don't know about skeptical. Mad.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the best way to describe it. I'm in touch with my emotions. I don't mind saying when I'm mad. And, you know, emotions aren't attached to logic. They aren't attached to information necessarily. What I saw is I got new information, and I'm pretty impressed with what I've seen.
Rod, can you stick with us to talk more about what's going on in Venezuela?
Of course.
All right, we're going to do another segment here with Rod. This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarchapulco 2019.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, Anarchapulco 2019, continuing the day number three episode here. I want to say thanks, by the way, to Jonathan, who's a platinum amplifier. And that means that he is helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So he's doing, as a platinum, he's doing $25 a month. We only ask for five, and it makes a big difference. If you can just do $5 a month, the price of a fancy, you know, cup of coffee or a hamburger adds in, you know, to all the other people who contribute. And there's only around 200, just under 200 amplifiers for this show, and it makes a big difference for us because it gives us a marketing budget. It allows us to promote Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations. We're almost to 200. Hopefully we'll get there, you know, within the next few months. But it's the Free Talk Live amplifiers like Jonathan who make this possible. And you get some cool perks if you sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about it there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can do PayPal. You can do credit card. You can do Bitcoin, BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about Dash and specifically Dash's presence in Venezuela. Rod Ambrisi is here, and you helped produce, direct, and did you edit it as well? Did you
do everything? I star and I walk. I do everything. It's a one-man show.
Yeah, that's how it is in a lot of productions these days. And what is the name of the documentary?
It's called Venezuela and the Cryptocurrency Revolution. It's on YouTube. It's free. You can download, burn it to a DVD, sell to people, make money, do whatever you want.
Now, it's about a half an hour long, you said. I haven't seen it yet because I've been sitting out here the whole time. But like I said, I'm a fan of Dash. I live in Keene, New Hampshire, and I don't know if you've heard about New Hampshire's Dash scene, but
yeah.
It's, you know, second to Caracas, basically. Like, we're, if you do per capita and you look at how many businesses per capita accept cryptocurrency, we got like, you know, a dozen or so in a small town, right? So like a town of 23,000 people is a very, very high, you know, we just destroy San Francisco, New York City, I mean, by multiple factors. So Venezuela is the other hot spot for this. And of course, the difference between these places is in Venezuela, they desperately need a form of money that can hold value and is not subject to the politicians' whims. Because that's why, you know, one of the reasons why things are so bad in Venezuela is the politicians just crank up the printing press and they just print out, you know, Bolivar, and they then devalue the Bolivar, and they, you know, then introduce a new Bolivar, the Bolivar Soberano to replace the Bolivar Fuerte, which originally replaced the Bolivar. And so they're on their third iteration of this. The last time they changed it was in August of last year. They knocked five zeros off of the currency. So what was 500,000 Bolivar became five.
Correct.
It's hard to, it's hard for people to really imagine that happening. And of course, the inflation just keeps on going. That's not, nobody's fooled by this, right? In Venezuela, like they didn't fool anybody by knocking five zeros off and changing the name of the currency.
For a little bit, you create this illusion of value. But then it takes maybe a month and it goes back right to how back it was before, you know. And talking about New Hampshire, actually, I was invited by a few members of the Dash community to go there to the Pork Fest, I think in June.
That's right.
June or July. To actually record the third episode of the Cryptocurrency Revolution, because I was also in Colombia 2 months ago, and I recorded the second part of the documentary called Colombia and the Cryptocurrency Revolution.
Oh, so this is going to be more than one part.
Oh, yeah, it's a series. We're turning to a series. I'm selling the copyrights to anybody who wants to buy. No, but I was showing how the Colombia took as an opportunity of the 2 million migrants from Venezuela that are now working and in Colombia and sending money back to their families in Venezuela using Dash, and how Colombia went from one business accepting Dash to over 350 businesses in just 1 year.
Yeah.
So there's the episode two, which the second documentary, I find it even better than the first one.
And is that one out yet?
Yeah, yeah, it just went out last week. I gave to the producers and the event organizers here. If there's time, they're going to play between some talks as well.
So wait, you did go to Porkfest last year or you're coming this year?
No, no, I'm going to go this year.
This year, okay.
Yeah, this year.
Okay.
The Colombia documentary is done.
Yeah, yeah.
I put it out 2 weeks ago, so we might play here in Acapulco.
So last year, after Porkfest, which is, for listeners that don't know, that's the summertime libertarian camping festival, happens in New Hampshire. We also, of course, have Forkfest, which happens the 5 days before Porkfest.
The Fork Day event, too.
Yeah, if you're coming up for Porkfest, come up a few days early and come out to Forkfest. Actually, last year, Mark and Joel from the Dash Force News podcast, they were up at Porkfest. And then afterwards, they came down to Keene, where we live and where we have our studio, and they did an episode of Free Talk Live with us. So if you get a chance, you ought to come on down after Porkfest, and we'll take you on the, because there's two big crypto cities in New Hampshire. There's Keene on the west side of the state, and then there's Portsmouth on the east side of the state.
Yeah.
And these are the two hot spots where, you know, per capita, we get a very, very high amount of Dash acceptance. You go into, you know, you want to buy barbecue, pizza, can get your car repaired with Dash. So in Venezuela, let's get back to this, because this is way more interesting, because we don't live there. In Venezuela, it's just a very crazy situation. It's incredibly dangerous right there. I mean, the crime rate's very, very high. People are poor. People get desperate when they're poor.
When I was watching the video, it didn't look so bad on the streets of Venezuela.
Yeah.
I got to
try driving a truck full of food somewhere and see how it goes for you. You know, they're waylaying trucks on the road with gangs of people, and they're not hurting the driver if they can avoid it. They're just stealing all the food out of the back. So they desperately need money. They're interested in learning about this. Mark, you said there were lines of hundreds, if not 1,000 people waiting to get into seminars to learn about crypto?
Seminars to learn about Dash.
To learn about Dash? You witnessed this?
Was for my event, for my lecture. Brazil actually became a specialist in money. Brazil went through the same thing during the 80s and the 90s about 7 times. In Brazil, we had over 1.2 trillion percent inflation. The government, every couple months, would cut the zeros, change the name of the money, and they did that 7 times.
Jeez.
So growing up in Brazil as a kid, I saw the desperation of my family dealing as a from someone from a low-income class, from a middle class. My dad was a metal worker, you know, and we saw this struggle. Even though I was a kid, I didn't understand much, but that's exactly what Venezuela is going through today. And I put a presentation exactly how the Brazilian history is actually happening exactly the same in Venezuela.
Same stuff.
In Venezuela right now. Once I was in Venezuela, the community was very careful, and they were with me the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I had a taxi driver with me the whole time, always a member of the community. I only hang out in the middle class to the upper class part of Caracas. The other parts are very violent,
very
and dangerous. They're like, we don't want even you to go risk yourself over there. But it was amazing to see how the food industry, restaurants, coffee shops, were the ones adopting crypto first.
Here's what I want to know, because once you can get businesses on board, that's good. We've done that in Keene. You've done it in Venezuela to a huge extent. How many of these businesses are paying their vendors? Meaning, the restaurant is getting their food from a supplier, whatever food they can get, I imagine. But, they're getting it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Are any of them paying their suppliers with Dash? Do you know about any?
Well, that's what the Dash community was very smart in Venezuela, now in Colombia as well. They set up incubators. So they don't just tell the merchant, okay, this is a wallet you can open and receive Dash. They have a program to teach every single merchant how to balance their books, how to make sure that they have a place to exchange Dash into fiat right away.
How does that work in Venezuela?
They have, I think, two or three exchange plus lots of P2P that accepts Dash.
Okay. So there's like a person who will come into the business and say, I'll buy that Dash from you.
They recommend that
there's
people...
a huge stack of Bolivar.
Well, yeah, not Bolivar, but I mean, because they have to provide liquidity. Some people don't want to accept crypto, some vendors, but the smart part was they create an entire program for the merchants. It's not just downloading the wallets, but they give all the instructions, how to look for people who buy the Dash from you.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can buy more Dash, how much should you invest, or say, I want to keep, 90% fiat and 10% in Dash to make sure, use as a savings account. So all those programs, each community developed this in the best way to a specific business, and all this information was given to them through the Dash incubators on those communities.
So if you are an employee and you get paid in Bolivars, your money's going to devalue. Are they getting paid weekly or daily, or how are they getting paid?
In Bolivars?
Yeah.
I think it's monthly, like I would say, like it is in Brazil.
Right.
The average salary when I was there was about $1.80, and then with the new currency, it's about $3.50 now.
Per what?
Per month.
Okay. Jeez, that's crazy.
For a middle class type of family job.
So you get your pay of $1.80 in Bolivars, and by the end of the month, it's worth 3 cents.
Correct.
What would make the most sense is for people to immediately exchange their paycheck into Dash.
Correct.
So that they can then hold the value of their currency throughout the month, then exchange it day by day into Bolivars if they needed to transact into those. One would presume over time, as people continue to do this, that more people would just transact in Dash, and then at some point or another, the wholesalers and the distributors will begin to accept the Dash too, because there's just a huge advantage in not having to constantly play this game of depositing and withdrawing and hoping that your money's getting the interest, and God knows, it's crazy.
Rod, hey, can you stick with us for another second?
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
Yeah,
I want to continue this here. We're at Anarchapulco 2019. We got hour number two on the way, and anarchapulco.com is where you can learn more about that. This is Free Talk.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.